Ajahn Amaro mentioned the similarities of the Dzogchen practice, the Tibetan practice, and the Thai forest tradition.
Yeah.
And it's that in the sense of the knower and the objects, and also, I mean, Dzogchen, I think, is more about emptiness, but or...
I think so. I don't know enough about them, say, most of my information on Dzogchen comes from some Tibetan teachings. It's kind of like more of an emptiness practice, taking Mahamudra to another level. But I don't know enough about them. I think that was one of the things that really struck. Also, the context of this book is these are talks that Ajahn Amaro is giving to people who... the retreat was at Spirit Rock. The retreat was led by Sokmi Rinpoche, who is a Dzogchen master. And in order for Sokmi to be able to teach at Spirit Rock, he needed to share the retreat with another teacher. So Ajahn Amaro has known Sokmi for quite some time, and they love each other. So then Ajahn Amaro was there, but then because it's at Spirit Rock, then probably 60-70% of the people who were on the retreat were kind of Theravada, we Pasanamics, and it was a bit out of their range of familiarity. And many of the people who were on that retreat were people who were in a real solid practice, a lot of experience, and then finding this quite new and different, and to a certain extent a bit, you know, kind of uncertain. Where does this leave us? Where is it? What's this mean in terms of our context, our familiarity? Ajahn Amaro was taking the opportunity to give talks that drew the similarities out between these teachings.
For reference, I actually dropped a few like references to terms and a few little bits in there that were that would have really stood out as like what was that, you know? Because the rest of the book context could cover it, but I left them out for that very reason.